Hi everyone, Karen Nausland here with Nausland Consulting and the Great Supervision Training Series. Lori Kennedy is joining me today from the Business Wellness Academy to talk about the time she spent with me as a coach for setting up my online training course. Lori, in fact, is the founder of the Wellness Business Hub, an online platform that delivers personal development and professional training for health practitioners who want to take their practice online. She's also a mom and lover of all things related to coffee. Lori's two foundational programs, the Wellness Business Academy and the Launch It Like a Boss Mastermind, are growing a powerful community of health leaders who are transforming the way healthcare is done all over the world today. And as I mentioned, I asked Lori to join me because she was actually the forefront of helping me to go online. And it has been a journey. And I'm so grateful that she would join me to share her experience in what it is to go online and also what it is to be a business coach. And so, Lori, I want to thank you for joining us and just share a bit about yourself and about your Business Wellness Academy.
Sure. So I started off as a registered holistic nutritionist, and I did that full-time in my practice for about 7 years until I realized that I was really capping my ability to work with people, to help people. The internet, you know, frees you from any geographic boundaries, and it really allows you to scale your business in a way that's never, you know, before been possible. Because I started as, you know, in a brick and mortar setting. And so now what I do is I help people who have established businesses, or they're just new to the business world, or they have a course, or they have some type of training. I help them to create it and establish it on the internet using various tech platforms, in order for them to really leverage their time and scale their business.
Yeah. And actually, I'm so appreciative that you would accommodate the way that you had been doing things, as you support the healthcare professionals that you would take me on, because I was really inspired by what you were doing. And I think my first connection with you was actually through Facebook, through a webinar. And it's like, yeah, you know what? She's the one that I want to help me to get going in what I'm doing. So what would you consider the most important parts of building a business online?
I think there's a couple of things. One, you have to know that it's going to take time. You know, it's not an overnight thing. Although you might have an established business, maybe you've been doing it for 5 years or 10 years. I know you were very well established in what you were doing offline. You had processes and systems, and I completely like overhauled them and, you know, changed the way that you were doing things, because when you go to deliver something where you as a physical person is not there, the delivery mechanisms, the communication style, all of it has to be modified. So I think the important thing to remember is that it's absolutely doable. You can take, you know, in-person programs, in-person lectures and courses, and put them into a video style format or a webinar style format. It just, you have to open your mind and understand that the delivery is very different. And so it does take time. You're also, you know, you and I have talked about all of the new platforms that you're learning that maybe you'd rather not. It's a new language. It's in a totally new way of running a business, even to the point where if you're used to having employees or contractors, trying to find them in the online world where they're good, they might be overseas. They might not necessarily have English as their first language. So it's like a whole new world when you want to take your business online.
Yeah. And boy, I can vouch for that. And, you know, 2 years into my journey and, you know, I'm still learning so much, and there's still lots of work to be done. And, you know, I think another part that you just nailed was about the people that you have around you, the team. And, you know, as you overhauled my face-to-face part of my business, it's almost like that with being able to supervise people from a distance. And so mm-hmm. just moving online has actually helped me to appreciate those organizations that are already supervising people from a distance and how, you know, they have to look at it a little bit differently when they're actually doing that. Now, many of the nonprofit organizations that I'm working with are using online and social media in terms of getting their message out there and building a community of people to support what they are doing. So if you were to offer them one or two ideas or suggestions or focuses over the next 6 months to a year, what would they be?
I would create stories around the good work that they're doing. I think a lot of time, these nonprofits, I see them, you know, the goal really is to get donations, right? The goal is to get charitable partners, people who are consistently donating. And the best way to do that is by showing the wonderful work that these organizations are doing. You know, I think about it like front of house and back of house. So like front of house is with their actual community programs or whatever it is that they're doing to really create moving stories that they can, you know, share on social media that aren't just like images of, you know, people celebrating, and they're really taking time to craft the story of why this is important and who it's important to and who it's affecting. And then you have the back of house, which is like the people that work at the nonprofit. I think too many times we're not documenting what's really going on, the hard work that they're doing, the meetings that they're having, you know, the decisions that they're making. And people want to see that. They want to become familiar with the person that takes the donations. And they want, you know, they want to know who the key players are and how they feel about the organization. And I think that storytelling is such a beautiful way to get the message out, especially with Facebook Live and Instagram stories. Like, you don't need professional videographers anymore. Like, you can just walk into an office and flip on a camera and just start talking. And I recognize that nonprofits are already bogged down. I recognize that, you know, the salaries perhaps aren't where they should be. But I think that the more stories that you can tell from the front of house and the back of house, the more people will feel about the organization and then want to give, you know, more donations too.
Okay. I really like that analogy, the front of house and the back of house. That's perfect for this group of people for mm-hmm. sure. And so yeah. One of the things I really heard you say is, and I think this is something that took me a long time to realize, is we aren't just talking about stagnant time. We're talking about providing an ongoing, like you said, story that, you know, happens at any point in time, anywhere. And you kind of grab your camera and, you know, you spend that 5 minutes saying, here's what we're doing, or look at the great work, or did you know this, that, or the other? But I think the more that you can do it live at this point in time, from what I understand, the better. Am I right in that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, video is very powerful regardless. And I think the old model of promotion was to like hire a videographer and like have this like really professionally looking like scripted promo trailer style video. And while that's still important for sure, I think now it's easy for you, like if you're having a team meeting or you're doing a brainstorming session, you know, turn on Facebook Live or start doing some Insta stories, Instagram stories to show the process, you know, so people can see their dollars at work, right? If you're going around and you're picking up, for example, just off the top of my head, like, you know, donations, or you're going and you're asking for sponsorships, film that, show people. Behind the scenes, we all love reality TV, and the people that feel connected to the cause, they want to see more of it. And we know that it takes about 6 to 8 touch points in order for a sale to occur. And I think of a donation as a sale, that you have to sell the person on, you know, the reason why they would want to donate. And so what's a better way to create those 6 to 8 touch points than, you know, a live sort of ongoing story, even trainings, whatever it is that you can offer to the people who are going to be your potential, you know, quote unquote customers. They're customers of yours. They're giving your organization money. They're donations, I understand. But essentially, the mechanism, the marketing mechanism is still the exact same. It doesn't matter.
Yep, you bet. And so another piece of this for me, and it's a part that I struggle with now looking in from the outside at nonprofits, I actually hear the organizations restricting their staff in even mentioning that they're a part of an organization online, that they work for ACME, nonprofit organization, that they're actually restricting their staff from making any mention of it or, stating anything or being